When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, episode 328.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where you receive ancient wisdom for the modern mind. And in today's episode, I'm going to share a few things that you should do for a really joyful and smooth and wonderful and happy spiritual awakening. Now, before we get started, I'd like to remind you that very soon we'll be launching our own monthly membership program called Action Tribe Inner Circle. Over the years, I've interviewed over 300 experts on our show, an experience that you've really enjoyed, right? And now I'm inviting a select few to our community to deliver a deep dive masterclass training on a powerful topic that will help you transform your life one action at a time. Are you interested? Then visit mysevenchakras.com/waitlist. mysevenchakras.com/waitlist. All right, so let's begin. Action Tribe, there's a huge energetic shift that is taking place. And I know that you can feel it too these days. Whether it's at the lunar level, the solar level, the planetary level, or even the galactic level, there's an intense energy that has unleashed itself. In a way, it seems like there's a gateway or a portal that has opened up, which has led to many people having mystical experiences and spiritual awakenings. Is that you? And people seem to be having a level of awareness and greater understanding about their true selves and our universe. And all of this is taking place really, really quickly and rapidly. And because it's happening so quickly, it's not always a pleasant experience. I've heard of people experiencing body pain, emotional suffering, headaches, intense migraines, and other stuff. And even me, I've been experiencing a lot of headaches, especially of late. And I know that it is connected to my third eye activity. And I found certain things that have really helped me on my journey so far. And my spirit guides have urged that I send you this message to you right now so that I can support you, which is why I'm recording this particular episode. You see, Action Tribe, I've not met all of you. I've met a few of you, but definitely not all of you. But I feel a sense of connection with you. And I'm concerned about your well-being and happiness. So make sure that you listen to this particular episode till the very end and share this message with your friends and family, especially those who might need this information at this moment in their life. So firstly, if you're experiencing a lot of physical or emotional challenges with your awakening right now, first, take a break. Maybe you're having a headache or you're going through a really difficult phase in your life or you just can't bear the intensity of psychic experiences that you might be having. I found that nature has the questions and nature has the answers. So You know, just go out for a brisk walk or a jog, sit beside a stream and soak your feet in the water. Walk into a forest or a park or just relax on the grass. Spend 10 minutes in the morning out in the sunshine and stare at the clouds, right? Become a child once again. You're on a mission, action taker, but unless you're able to let go and relax, you won't be able to proceed in your spiritual awakening. So what better way than to surrender to Mother Nature and allow her to calm you down and to heal you? I live in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, which is in Canada, and especially since it's summer, me and my girlfriend have been visiting nearby hiking trails and rivers and lakes and parks, and I found these visits really calming and reassuring. And in many cases, I found the answer to that question or questions that were on my mind. You'll be pleasantly surprised, I promise. Now, the next thing that I highly recommend you do is to ensure that you're having proper nutrition. Here's the thing, Action Tribe. As spiritual seekers, we have this feeling that we don't depend on food. We don't need food. We're above it. Why? Because we are of spirit, right? Well, that's partially true as you become less focused on the quantity of food and more on the quality of food, the more spiritual or the more heart-centered that you become. That is, you won't be thinking of food all the time, and you'll do fasts and have more liquid and herbs that can really activate and enhance your psychic abilities, right? But that doesn't mean that you will completely neglect food. In fact, food is absolutely crucial, Action Tribe, especially even more so now. One tip I have for you is to ensure that your meals are colorful. Ask yourself, does my meal have enough green? Does my meal have some red? Does my meal have some yellow? Does my meal have some orange or even purple? In fact, right after recording this episode, I'm going to do some meal prep, because every color has a vibrational signature, and these natural color vibrations, when ingested, will really help balance and relax you. And since every chakra is associated with a particular color, you are also ensuring that you are balancing your chakras just by consuming a rainbow diet. How awesome is that? Get creative about this and make sure that your meal presentation, okay, not just the preparation, but the presentation is beautiful. Does that make sense? The other day, I was preparing some food and I asked myself, how can I get some red rice? Or how do I color my rice red? And I thought, why not place some nice fresh beetroot underneath my rice in the rice cooker? At the end of it, I'll have some nice cooked beets and some natural red rice. And guess what? The experiment worked. So make sure you consume a colorful rainbow diet and experiment with your food. So make sure that you consume a colorful diet and experiment and get creative with your preparation of the food. Now, in addition to food, also try to include some nice supplements and herbs to boost your nutrition. I found that reishi mushrooms, turmeric, and ashwagandha are really good at helping me focus, helping me relax and heal. And these herbs have been used by sages and rishis for thousands of years, and are these days available as separate supplements or ingredients or even in coffee. For example, I love the product by Four Sigmatic because they've got their own version of reishi mushroom coffee. Now, in addition to paying attention to your nutrition, it's also important to evaluate your sleep quality. All right, so here's the thing. We can talk for hours and hours about the importance of sleep, and there are books, entire books, written about this topic, right? Sleep is deeply connected to your bodily and brain functions, and getting good sleep allows you to process your memories and your experiences. But more importantly, on a spiritual level, sleep allows you to connect with your higher self, the part of you that is eternal and timeless, the part of you that has all the answers that you're seeking right now, the Atman of you. Sleep allows you to connect with your dream figures and travel astrally to different places and even dimensions. So the question then becomes, are your dreams just a figment of your imagination and your brain trying to make sense of your memories? Or is sleep your opportunity to live your real life, or to live a real life in another dimension, and that you just forget most of it when you wake up? This is probably due for another episode, another conversation. But the point that I'm trying to make is that getting good quality sleep is going to be absolutely integral for a joyful spiritual awakening. So here are a few ways to get better quality sleep. Number one, develop a simple evening routine that consists of small activities that you do that will remind your subconscious mind that, hey, it's time to wind down. It's time to relax. It's time to sleep. Number one, take a nice warm shower before you sleep, maybe about an hour and a half before you sleep. I find it so relaxing and calming that it immediately puts me into a state of ease and bliss. Combine your shower with some natural essential oils, and just the aroma will make you feel like sleep is something that you really look forward to. The number two, after taking that warm shower, also do some reading, some light reading when you're going to sleep. Your brain is literally slowing down, right? And reducing its vibrational frequency, which means that your subconscious mind is much more open and receptive to new ideas and concepts. That's about an hour or hour and a half before you're going to sleep. All right, so instead of watching news or checking out Netflix, open up that inspiring book that you were meaning to read and just read about 5 to 7 pages. It is powerful. Now, another thing that I'm getting into more and more these days is having a light drink at night. Now, by drink, I don't mean a whiskey or a glass of wine. What I mean is some water, a dash of lemon, a few tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, and just drink it. Just relax. It's great for digestion, great for your gut health, it's great for fat loss, and it contains something called the mother. All right, so you'll notice it when you buy that bottle of apple cider vinegar. But mother is, these are strands of protein, enzymes, and friendly bacteria, which again are absolutely amazing for your body. All right. Now, Action Tribe, if you actually try out the stuff that I've shared with you today, you are going to have a much more smooth and joyful spiritual awakening. Because the truth is that there is no hurry. Take your time with this. You don't need to activate your third eye tomorrow. You don't need to connect with your divine spirit tomorrow. You don't need to meet your angelic guides or spirit guides tomorrow. Just like nature, there is no hurry. And the world needs you to be at your best in terms of your mind, body, and spirit. Now, another thing that I highly recommend is an energetic technique called the pink bubble of protection. When you're having these mystical experiences, when you're doing your spiritual practice, when you're working on your third eye, and when you're focusing on your spinal column, you're shifting a lot of energy. And you need to protect yourself from the negative influences and the negative energies around you. So before going to sleep, in your mind, just surround yourself and your loved ones in a pink, brilliant, pulsing, vibrant, large bubble. And everything is going to be all right. So there you go, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's session. If you enjoyed what I shared today, then you're definitely going to love what we have in store for you in the Action Tribe Inner Circle monthly mentorship program. Every month, I'm going to invite a mentor of mine, a friend of mine, or maybe an expert guest who's been on our show to conduct a deep dive masterclass training to help you upgrade your life in a particular area. Now, the topics include strengthening your intuition, unlocking your purpose, manifesting financial abundance, learning how to love yourself more, right? So important topics in life, right? We haven't launched yet, but just in case you're curious, then I highly recommend jumping on our waitlist. The link you need is my7chakras.com/waitlist. My 7 is a word, my7chakras.com/waitlist. And finally, if you have a question or a comment, or if you'd like to reach out to me for whatever reason, my email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. I really enjoyed connecting with you, especially today. And I hope you have a great day ahead. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.